Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. We have an hour of beautiful electronic music ahead of us. My name's Dave Colombo Jenkins, and I'm joined by Tice. How are you doing today, Tice?
Hello. Hello. Ciao. I'm all good. I'm in Italy, and life is good.
Amazing. And it's going to get even better now, isn't it? Because we're going to play a beautiful piece of music. Tell us what it is.
Yes, yes. This week, Sleepnet's EP, titled 2, Roman numeral 2, is coming out, and we are playing one of the tracks off it. This is called Surrender. It's with Lumen as well. There's two collabs with Lumen. It's coming out on Vision, obviously. And yeah, out this Friday on April 12th. So, big day.
Big day. This is called Surrender. So that is the new Sleepnet EP 2 that's out this Friday. Now coming up, a very, very special remix of Ivy Lab's Teacup. That dropped in 2020, but now this is a Lake Hills remix, brand new. It's part of a compilation, is that right, Tice? Tell me about it.
Yeah, they have a various artist compilation coming out, or I don't know when it releases, but... they're like, I've been flying the flag of like the new Ivy Lab style, like that we had them at the Vision Night, and I really like the new direction they're in. It's not, they're also still doing the hip hop stuff and the slower stuff, but they've gone into this kind of like 130, 140 BPM club territory that I'm also very enthusiastic about. And they're releasing various artist LP with like a lot of fresh new music. This is one of my favorites. This is the Lake Hills remix. There's also a great Little Snake song on there. There's so much fire on it. I'm still a bit bothered that I'm not on it myself, but I have a single coming out next week, so I couldn't. But yeah, big up Ivy Lab, big up Jay and Gove, big up 2020,
big up
sick
Vision Radio.
Absolute vibes. I've kind of lost track on who's announcing what now, so I'm going to let you take the honors with this one, man.
All right. This is Empathy with Recovery on Scalator.
Scalator! Meanwhile, on Pretty Cool Critical, SMG is about to add to their ongoing Binary series. The EP drops a little later on this month, and it's got a collaboration with Vizsla. It's got a sample from June, I believe. It's called The Voice.
I hold it your neck. dare you use the voice on me.
Murky Waters by MNN.
When swimming deeply into murky waters, you might be afraid of literally anything. Who knows what secrets will uncover?
From murky waters, we go to very ravey waters. This is a very, very special edit from Hamdi. Those old enough will be able to remember the original. But it doesn't matter what age you are, everybody is going to absolutely love this. It's Dr. P's Sweet Shop as a remix by Hamdi. And it will indeed take you higher. This is my Yamach of the week. Yamach.
Switch up, yeah.
Big tune, big up Hamdi. This is Apollo with Dance With Me. The track's called Dance With Me by Apollo.
Radio.
Save me. Dance with me. Stop, run.
Big up Apollo, and if you don't want to dance with Apollo, you can always dance with TMSV. Been really into his output this year. His Prism EP, every single tune of that has been in my sets lately, and I reckon this will too in good time. It's called Antagonist, and it's on a real kind of tense and paranoid techno tip. Big up the TMSV. We'll be right back.
Yes, big up TMSV, like proper wobble stuff. That is very nice to hear. Now we have some really cool drum and bass music on Sofa Sound. This is Sound Clash by Molecular. Big one. Love this one.
Big up Molecular, and big up everybody at Sofa Sound in general, but especially Molecular. Keep an eye on his socials as he's about to announce a very, very special release, which may or may not contain that particular tune and others very similar. In the meantime, you'd be wise also to pay attention to Flex Out Operations, because they are about to announce a new label as well, entitled Waves, following on from that amazing compilation that we supported heavily at the start of this year. This is on a similar tip. Dark, experimental, futuristic, two-steppy stuff. It's by GLM and Scotty. It's good enough respect.
Love, respect, you to the man, Carl.
This would be my Jemig of the week.
Jemig de Pemig.
I really, really like the super high-pitched, weird-ass bassline on this. Apparently it was played 2 weeks ago and it was put in the episode by mistake, and then I heard it, it was like, wow, that is great, let's keep it in, play it again. So this is my accidental reload. This is Venator by Simula on Critical. Big up.
Similar, last spotted on Critical way back in 2018. So now we continue those real strange trippy vibes, but on a 140 kind of flex. Now this is Misfit. I would have trouble pronouncing his name because it's MSFT, but on his SoundCloud he's very politely and very thoughtfully explained how he pronounced his name, so I don't even have to be saying this, you can find out yourself. Anyway, this is called Don't Wait and it's a Dem edit. I'm probably pronouncing the wrong way. It's D-E-H-M. I'll let you work that out for yourself. I'm just going to shut up and let this play because it's wicked.
I refuse to not call this guy Microsoft. He will be called Microsoft.
Brilliant.
Sorry, Misfit, you are Microsoft. And here is a track called Etc. by Sidhu on a label called Stoic.
Thank you, Sidhu. And now keeping those kind of heads down, underground, rollers-y type of vibes. We are thick in the mix now. This is Yatuza, who's been absolutely killing it lately. And for quite some time, actually. But he's back on Dispatch now with this track. It's called Supply and Demand. Now, some music from Yuku. Yuku.
This is Called Out by Tracker, and it's featuring Block Lab.
J'adore.
Thank you.
Very nice. Big up the tracker, and now big up Subdue Audio. Brand new label. They've only had a few releases out so far, but they are about to drop into massive VA territory next month. They have a huge compilation coming out called Subculture Volume 1. It's got tracks like this. This is Vital. It's Clobber.
Could it be then Sleepnet? This is There I Go by Sleepnet and Former in the reload as reloaded by the Vision community. Thank you all for voting Sleepnet again, and keep it going. Now you have two to choose from for next episode, so that's a tough choice.
Decisions. up the Sleepnet, big up the former, big up everybody who gets involved and votes for all of the reloads, and big up Low, who is a new artist, or a new artist on my radar anyway, I believe from Chicago. He's got an EP dropping on Dreads, which is absolutely firing, loads and loads of kind of classic jungle sounds. This track in particular has been a bit of a highlight in my sets as well. This one is called Trigger Warn. Big up Low, big up Rave Keith.
This is a Patreon exclusive from Black Barrel's Patreon. It's called Recall. Big up Black Barrel.
Настраивался. Хорошо? Хорошо.
Thank you, Black Barrel. So now time for a listener submission. We love it when you send us stuff. Sometimes we play it, especially when it's as interesting sounding as this. This is Sue, I'm going to go for there. T-S-O-U. I couldn't find anything about you online. So please get in touch, because I'd like to know more, especially based on this track. It's called Dub Shit 2.
Swing it. With your ass, bitch, I'm coming out swinging. So fast, I'm gonna make your ass.
This is Vision Radio.
Coming with your ass, bitch, I'm coming out swinging. So fast that it make your eyes spin. Swinging. With your ass, bitch, I'm coming out swinging. So fast that it make your eyes spin.
Right, time for some drums, and basically just drums.
Hey,
I love it.
Drum and drum.
This is Everything Changes with a track called Dead Arm on Seminole, and yeah, they're celebrating drummers and recordings of drummers, and I'm with it.
Okay, time to wrap up now with the penultimate tune of the show, and we're going back in time. We're going back to 2002. This is an old classic from Critical. Back before it was called Pretty Cool, back before the name change and everything. This is Bulletproof, the Bends, and I believe this was a favourite amongst some of you as a collection of selectors in Noisia. Is this right, Toys?
Yeah. I think it's one of Nick's favourites. It's basically very much Conflict inspired, like very obviously in that era where also Synthetics, Rob Evan, Impulse were also kind of trying to figure out how the hell Conflict had been doing that. By that time, they'd already kind of stepped out the scene, but everyone was still trying to wrap their heads around, like, how do you get that sound? This was a very, very good, very funky attempt by Bulletproof. Sorely missed on the scene, especially in New Zealand. It's a very sad thing that Jay passed. Bulletproof, the Bends, was part of our our staple diet, basically the things that we listened to that shaped the Noisia sound back then.
Awesome. Rest in peace, Jay.
This is the last song of the episode. We want to thank you all for tuning in, listening, and other interactions. This is... What is this, Dave? Dave, what are we playing? What are we leaving everyone with?
This is a brand new label by Mad Zach and Eunice called Anti-Space, and I think this is the launch track by D Enigma. It's called Saluk, and it's a beautiful way to end a lovely show. Thank you very much, Tice. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Dave and Frank.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
See you guys on the next one.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao. We'll be right back.
after a day frolicking in the woods playing strange and silly noises.
Oh, no, Dave. No, 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 no. Done.